because I think they're both fantastic.
Sure.
So I said in my notes, agree with whatever Jared says. Welcome to the Music Video Night Podcast, where we watch music videos and deconstruct the minimins that couldn't possibly be there. I'm Travis.
I'm Jared, and we're not experts in music or videos after all these years.
Or clapping, apparently.
I hurt.
That looked like it hurt.
Yeah, like you're supposed to make the cup, and I did it flat.
Yeah.
It hurt. It
looked painful.
I don't know. It's never happened. It should never happen again.
Yeah, you should know how to clap by now. You're almost 40.
Hey. You're closer.
Just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. But always. Well, it's been a minute.
It has.
We say that every time. Let's just skip all that.
Yeah, no. Okay. Family life. What are we going to do?
Yeah.
But hey, welcome back. Welcome black. Or if you're black, you're welcome too.
If you're not watching this, you wouldn't know. You probably would. All right. Let's do synths. Let's knock this out real quick.
Okay, what we got?
I got Velvet Tonka by BDK for me. Pow, boom, boom.
And I've got Creed Delphinus.
Perfect.
Let's smell yours first. Ooh, oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, sweet.
Very sweet.
Almond, and like I'm inside of a little pillow. It's
yeah, fair. Well, that's a big spray, too. Okay. Oh. Oh, you knew I'd like this, too.
Yeah, that's good.
It's kind of like a sweet cognac kind of smell to it. It
smells like cream soda to me. Just like cream soda. Good.
Yeah, you can get that from cognac too.
Success.
So, yeah, good. I like that.
Solid choices. Our orange theme matches nothing to do with the video.
No.
Oh, any thoughts on last week?
Yeah, what did we cover?
We covered Crush, dude.
Crush, wow.
It's been like 2 months.
It's been a minute. God, okay, we're going to get better at doing this. I've got nothing to add to Crush.
No, just she did leave me on red again. I think I told you that, but I'm telling the audience. She's seen the messages, and she saw that I sent her the podcast, so there's a chance that Jennifer Page has heard this last episode.
And will never respond.
Never, ever. No. Fun for us. Probably not a fun listen if you're involved in the video.
No, yeah, it wasn't great. I kind of trashed it a little bit. Just a little bit.
Wait till the end to trash it. That's the only... Maybe that's the secret.
Yeah?
Yeah, because if they listen to the whole beginning and then we trash it at the end, it's too late.
Well, and here's the thing. Here's the problem. Is this is the season where we're supposed to pick videos that we actually like.
So it wasn't that. It was or emotionally tied to.
Correct. Yeah. But you would think we would pick videos that are good with those as well. I mean, we pick anything we want. And originally we picked Bodies...
Oh, for today.
By Drowning Pool for today.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately regretted it, and we have switched it. So this is the first time y'all are going to hear what video we're doing today.
Mm-hmm. So does this officially count as a veto, or
I think
we outvoted it?
I think I vetoed it.
Okay.
Right?
Fine.
Yeah, I think vetoed this is my veto.
Okay.
Of my own video.
Yeah. We do that more often than not.
Yeah. Yeah. So we are covering Korn's Freak on a Leash.
Mm-hmm.
1998.
Okay. I'm going to write that down. I didn't have that. I didn't do that research. 1998? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. From the Follow the Leader album.
Okay. Director?
Director is Todd McFarlane or McFarlane.
Okay.
I don't know exactly how to pronounce it.
You know who he is, though?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you know who he is?
Yes.
Oh. Well, tell us a little bit about Todd McFarlane.
Comic books, man.
Comic books.
He invented Spawn.
He did.
Yeah. And like Black Spider-Man and all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah. I got so many notes on this guy.
Just on Todd. Did he do the whole video or just the cartoon part?
So he did the cartoon part. The live action part was done by a husband-wife duo named, I wrote it down, bear with me, Jonathan Dayton and Valerie Ferris.
Okay. Jonathan Dayton, Valerie Ferris.
Yes.
Did they do any other videos?
I don't know. Didn't really get into them.
Okay.
But I'm assuming yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, he did the animated part for it and then turned it over to them. The bullet was kind of like the catalyst for both of them.
Okay.
And then, of course, he finishes it at the end as well. So they worked together on this.
Sweet.
I don't know if you want any more information on this guy.
I mean, if it comes up in regards to the video later, sure.
It won't.
But like, just facts on Todd. I mean, if you want to do a Todd McFarlane podcast real quick, I guess you can.
Well, I mean, it's intriguing, right? He didn't do a whole lot of music videos. He did work with a couple other artists, Pearl Jam, Disturbed, and Ozzy Osbourne, but I think it's animation on all of their stuff.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, the guy's pretty well accomplished in the comic book world and the creator of Spawn.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Sweet. All right. What's your relation to this song / video?
So, this is the a couple things. First off, I think we've talked about this numerous times. I wasn't really allowed to watch music videos growing up or MTV or any of that, but I remember this being one of those videos that I watched, and I was like, God, if my parents caught me watching this,
yeah,
I would be grounded for months.
Interesting. It's not really, there's a bullet that flies, but it's not really violent or vulgar or anything.
Nope.
The song's vulgar, but
yeah.
The video isn't.
No, and it's just the appearance. I mean, it looks... yeah.
They look like they're trouble.
Right, yeah, yeah. And, you know, to a highly religious family, it's... Satanism and who knows what else would have been brought up, and obviously I've said this numerous times, they wouldn't view that today. This was just my growing up was a little stricter than most.
Right.
So I remember that, but I also remember the first time I've got my portable CD player playing this before wrestling matches, along with a few other songs, but this was one of my big
hype song.
Yeah, big hype song. You know, go out and destroy somebody.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So,
yeah. I think that works for that video.
Yeah.
Or this song.
It does work for the song.
I remember, not the video so much, the cover art that does pop up in the video, because they tie it into it. I remember seeing that cover art when I was in like seventh grade, maybe.
Yes.
And listening, and it was a very alternative kid, you know, all black. And like, he had the album, All Black Clothes.
Yeah.
Like, so all black people didn't listen to Korn. but yeah, and hearing it, and there was much worse songs on the album than this, and being like, whoa, I don't know about this. It's weird music, because I just,
yeah,
I know it's categorized as new metal now, but then it was, I don't even know what you would call it, like this and Limp Bizkit.
I think it was just metal.
Just metal?
Until they decided to call it new metal, but
time.
Yeah, it was different, but I remember loving Korn.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't really get into the black... Where,
yeah,
or any of that other mess, but loved their music.
Korn for me was much later.
Sure,
was this the same CD with Adidas on it? Do you remember?
I don't.
One of my friends had a CD. It was a Korn CD, but I don't know if. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Okay, let's get to it then, sir. Let's get that walkthrough.
Okay, so you start out with an animated scene of these children in their homes. Turning lights on, grabbing an item, and leaving their house and running to a fence that they climb over, sneak past a security guard, and go play hopscotch on a ledge. When the security guard finds them, he goes running after them, trips, falls, gun comes out of his hand, and a bullet flies towards the little girl at the edge of the peak. And then it goes into the real world, like out of a poster, into the real world, starts blowing up a bunch of crap throughout the real world. Barely missing things, barely missing people, hitting some things. Actually, hitting like 15 items. I wrote them all down. Did you?
I have 19 things.
Well, I didn't write the walls.
Oh, I wrote the walls.
Yeah, okay. So that's where we differ. And then going into another Korn poster in front of the band, and it starts rotating around the room in front of the band members until he screams go, and then it goes back out in the real world, retraces its steps, kind of, all the way back to the original poster. Where it comes back in, the little girl grabs a bullet out of the air, hands it to the security guard, and they all run away.
Whew. Yeah. I stopped listening for most of that.
Yeah, I guess. as quick of a walkthrough as I can give
you. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, and I think that's part of this, the power of this video is too, is like, you follow this bullet. Like, you just kind of zone out and follow the bullet. And that's what I did.
Yeah.
But yeah, you hit everything. We can, if we want to, at some point, hit all these things that it hits, because there may be somebody smarter than us to put it together.
Maybe.
What those things mean. I tried a few different pathways. But we'll get to it.
Okay.
All right. So we'll start at the beginning, man. The animation at the start. It begins with a radio noise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So something has played on the radio or is playing that pulls them maybe from their homes.
Okay.
Some type of transmission.
Yeah.
So you tie it into a theory if you want to. I mean, you can just from that sentence right there. Something causes the kids suddenly to wake up and the parents to not. Or at least not immediately. But all the kids wake up, and as you said, they grab an item that you don't really see. You can see them in the crowd a little bit, but they don't come to use. Like one kid grabs a baseball glove and a bat, doesn't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
One kid grabs a flower, which you just kind of see the flower once. One kid grabs a scarf off a fishbowl, which...
I thought it was a hat.
It might be a hat then.
It was about that.
But yeah. they get stuff that could mean... I mean, just all things of childhood, but nothing that goes anywhere.
No, yeah. I got jacket, portable CD player, hat, baseball bat, and glove, and a flower.
Okay.
Are things that some of them grabbed. We don't get to see what everybody grabs, but I assume everybody grabs something. For some reason.
For some reason. they run through the streets. They climb around the fence. I did record the little hidden words that were on the fence.
Yeah, so did I.
One of them said Rat Fink, which I looked up, and it was an artist from the, 60s, 70s, who he drew really weird looking mice and creatures. You'd recognize them, but they were not big when we saw them, but they were never big for us.
Okay.
Hot rod. They're like on hot rods and weird.
Okay.
And then the other one was Ice Cube.
Yeah.
I think it was in the same spot even. They just replaced the thing with Ice Cube. So don't know what those things mean.
No idea. There's a sign at the very end that says no trespassing.
On the numbers.
And then MC426660.
Okay.
And I went down a weird rabbit hole of that.
Okay.
But
nothing.
It goes nowhere.
Okay.
I timestamped the entire video. What happened at 42 seconds was a hopscotch drawing. 66 seconds was a bullet coming out of the poster. 60 seconds was the gun reflecting in the security guard's eyes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I even added them all up together, which came up to 168 seconds or 2 minutes and 48 seconds.
Yeah.
And that is the bullet swirling around the band. So
nothing really.
Nothing. Nothing that makes any sense.
I mean, it was worth the effort.
Yeah.
Just to exclude it.
Yeah. I tried.
It seems almost like a date, like a scrambled date or something, you know?
There were some theories out there that it has something to do with the year that it came out or the length of the video or something like that, but I couldn't make sense of those either, so I quit.
Okay. You tried.
I tried.
All right, so then we get flashes of the hopscotch board. In the foreground, it's the first cut of it of the cartoon part is very quickly edited and very flashy and all over the place.
Yeah,
and it almost seems like this board is summoning them.
Yes,
and they have they're drawing it into the ground quickly and together, which is very difficult for a hopscotch board to be done unless you've done it a million times.
Which they are practiced in it because when they're running through the streets of their homes, you see. Hopscotch boards on the
around.
Cement.
So it's like they've planned this before this one big last one.
I think
or
so.
This big moment. Maybe not even the last one. We don't know what the end of it is.
Yeah.
Okay. They run and they go to this fence, jump over it. It's very clear. It says no trespassing. So they do it anyway. Security guard is not paying attention as they go by him. He is armed. And then they go to the cliff where she throws a necklace down.
Mm-hmm.
Which we did not see her grab, I believe.
No, we did not.
Did we see the girl leave her home?
No, we did not.
We see everybody else.
Yes.
Okay. She's the only one in a color. Everyone else is kind of muted browns, and she's in a red dress.
Mm-hmm.
And then she hopscotches toward the ledge and picks up her necklace. She bends down to get it, which shows that she didn't plan on jumping off.
Correct.
She just...
The point of the game is to turn around when you reach your rock or whatever you throw, in this case, a necklace.
I don't know how to play hopscotch.
It's a silly game. But you just throw it, you hopscotch out to it, grab it, and come back. That's
Do the numbers mean anything?
I don't know. I think there's scoring involved somehow.
We don't know how to play hopscotch.
No, we don't.
Leave us a comment. Tell us how to play hopscotch. Okay, so she throws a necklace. It also probably from what little we gather. A necklace would probably be the most valuable piece of anything they grab.
Yes.
Okay. Then the bullet goes by. He does not... Now, he does go through the kids. He has his gun drawn already, which is kind of odd. But maybe he didn't realize they were kids until he was there and then didn't put it up, right? Mm. He trips over a foot. The gun goes off. And he does look very concerned. He's not like, oh, these bunch of kids. He looks like he's trying to get to the girl out of more. Like, he's worried and angry that it's happening versus he wants to cause a problem. He's not trying to, like, beat up the kids.
No. He's worried for her safety.
Yes. He doesn't seem like a bad guy.
No. He just should have put his gun back in his holster when he realized it was children.
Yeah, right away. Gun doesn't need to be out. Unless, you know, unless something's going on in this town where radio happened, they're possessed by hopscotch, and you got to put some kids down.
Maybe.
We don't know. So he's like, another hopscotch sighting. He's going to take them down.
I have theories around this town, too, that apparently you did not get.
The cartoon town?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know if we want to get into that right now.
Well, so I'm fine with that if you want to, or does it tie into the rest of the... Does it go into the real world? Or is it just the... Okay, yeah, hit me with the town.
Not at all.
Let me marinate
on it. I know you said that we see the children wake up, but not the parents. But I don't believe there are parents.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't think of that. Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're sneaking out of your house, you're not turning the lights on and running out the front door, right?
Sure.
You're pretty sneaky about it.
Yeah, I agree.
And all of them turn their lights on in their house. You just see lights coming on all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any parents in this
town.
Yeah.
All right. I'm with that.
Okay.
There's just one adult then.
Just the security guard.
One incompetent
adult.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So you can marinate on that for a second.
Yeah.
I have theories around it.
Cool. Yeah. Didn't go that way. So I'm already excited. All right. Now the bullet goes into the real world through a picture of the scene we just left.
Yes.
And then it's just causing chaos.
It does. I don't know if we want to run through this list of everything it hits. Maybe somebody can tell us what it means. But out of the poster, I'm not going to do the walls. But poster, lava lamp, bear cookie jar, three balloons, glass of milk, can of whipped cream, water jug, cell phone, convenience store window, beer cans, corn poster, coffee pot, comic book, TV, parking meters, and a slide.
Yep. That's it. Just walls, windows, and fence. That's the only other thing.
Yeah. Walls, windows, and fence. Yeah.
All right. So some of it is just for effect. I think that's what they went. Now, there could be some meaning to this because it hits it hits drinks and stuff like that, but it's also what looks the coolest when it gets hit.
A glass of milk, a can of whipped cream. I'd absolutely shoot a can of whipped cream.
Yeah, cans of beer. They're all things that explode. Now, the water jug that it hits, it's glass, and that's not what those are.
No, they're plastic. Yeah.
Yeah, so they change that for dramatic effect also. No people get hit. A few people get close.
Get close.
But no one gets actually hit. Okay, cool. All right. Do you have any thread or narrative as to why or how, what reason the bullet goes into each scene that it goes into?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Because none of them make any sense, except you kind of start to get a childish vibe, right? Like balloons, glass of milk.
Jumping into the pool.
Yeah. And those kinds of the cookie jar. Mm-hmm. But then it's beer and a workplace water jug. And I don't know. Like,
yeah.
But then you have the comic book again at the end, which I think is just an homage to McFarlane.
It's probably a McFarlane comic book, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably so.
Which I tried to zoom in on that, and you can't actually tell what comic book it is. I think it's just generic.
Well, yeah, and I was the same. Like, it starts as you could almost follow it through going into adulthood. Like,
yeah.
Like, it shoots you, you lose your innocence, whatever, but it just circles back.
Well, then it circles back to childhood. So the idea is it... The lifespan, right? Life cycle. Generally, when you get older, you revert back to your childhood.
Could be. So I'm gonna hit a quick theory on the whole thing.
Okay.
And also, I want to cover. We'll loop. Okay.
Okay.
So I the video takes place in approximately, aside from the cartoon, 2 seconds. So when the bullet leaves the cartoon into the world, the whole bullet in the real world, including the corn scene, is about 2 seconds, because when it circles back, things are still falling.
Oh, yeah.
So time has not passed.
Correct.
Really. Mm-hmm. So the scene with corn is taking place outside of time, more or less, or mm-hmm. in a different time than our own.
I had that note, too.
So I put that all the things that can be changed by a bullet in 2 seconds and basically saying don't do that. So it goes through birthday parties. So, you know, birthday shootings, office shootings, food lines, gas stations. It hits a lot of enjoyable things. And so just some type of like weird gun message about, you know, just a simple thing like that. There's no deep thought I have. Mm-hmm. It's just how a bullet, like if it hit her, would change her life. Like she would miss the birthday parties. She would miss work and comic books and cell phones. But it doesn't. And so then it just reverts back to her not being hit by it.
Sure. Yes. So I will back you up a little bit because that is the meaning for Todd McFarlane.
Oh, it is.
It is the meaning for Todd McFarlane.
Okay. What you would miss if you get hit by it?
Yeah. Just the gun safety, essentially.
Okay. Interesting.
You can kind of piece it together however you want, but gun safety was really on his mind when he was directing this.
Okay. But he only directed the cartoon part.
He did. He had a say in some of it. Okay. But yeah, the bullet, like I said, was the catalyst for the whole video.
Yeah.
So they both were around the destruction of a bullet or mishandling a weapon.
Okay.
Or something like that. Gun violence. Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
That did.
Oh, nice.
In one of the interviews, that's what he said was the driving motivation for it.
I got it.
So you got it right on the bat.
I'm giving myself a little star.
You did great.
Okay. Great.
But so before I did that research, I also had the note that children do some dangerous things, right, in their play or whatever they're doing, like playing next to a cliff. Whereas adults do dangerous things with their toys too, their guns. Have mistakes or accidents or whatever. So I was on the same thread anyway, mm-hmm. because it does. It just seems like an ode to or a warning towards gun owners. Like
bullets can do a lot of wild stuff if you're not careful. They can
do a lot of damage.
Yeah.
And you can be really lucky.
A lot of times. Really lucky a lot of times.
Yep.
Okay. Now, I did want to ask that's what the video really means then.
Yes.
Okay. Then we'll answer this question right away. What then does the song have to do with that?
Absolutely
nothing at all, right?
Absolutely nothing.
Okay. That's because I put what that happens a lot when I'm trying to figure out like how to tie them together. Like, what does the song mean to the video? And this one is just absolute. Nothing.
I had to quit trying to figure that out. And eventually, you know, I did all my notes and then I say, okay, what's the real meaning? Mm-hmm. And according to the director, it's one thing. The song, there's a quote from JD or Jonathan Davis, whatever you want to call him, the lead singer, where he says that the song rails out against the music industry. It's about how I feel like I'm a fucking prostitute. That's his quote.
So being forced to make a certain kind of music and he wants to do something else. Okay. And this video does not.
No, the video does not portray that at all.
Okay.
So they weren't on the same page.
Yeah. Now, we can say the song, the energy of the two matches fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I guess the ultimate thing is, do they go together?
No.
Not thematically.
Musically,
but not thematically.
Right.
Yeah, okay. But that's a hard call then, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Okay. We don't have to answer it right now. We can come back to it. Okay. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, I'll hit you with my little theory here. And I don't know if you remember, there was a show back in 2007, I think, called Kids Nation. You may not have heard of it.
Never heard of it.
It was a reality TV show where they took 40 kids between the ages of 8 and 15, and they put them in this ghost town and made them survive on their own.
Like Lord of the Flies-ish.
Yes.
Okay.
And it quickly got canceled, obviously.
Can't be doing that. Yeah.
So it took a lot of flack for child abuse and all kinds of stuff like that. But essentially, they would name council members. They would come up with laws. They would come up with jobs. They literally had to survive in this ghost town on their own. It's great TV, right? Had to be. Just a little...
For one episode total.
No, it made it through almost a whole season before it got canceled.
Okay.
But, so yeah, I kind of went that route. I think these kids are living in this community, and they are in charge. I think this girl in the red is obviously the leader.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that the name of the album, is Follow the Leader?
Follow the Leader, okay. Yes, it is. And all he is meant to do is make sure that they don't leave. I mean, why is this community fenced in?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, yeah, that's pretty much what I took away from it.
Okay.
Now, when it goes into the real world, I got nothing other than the bullet can do damage.
Well, the bullet is the kids when left unattended.
Okay. Oh, I like that.
I'll give that one to you.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'll write that down right now.
They drink the lava lamp and they open the cookie jar. Yeah. It just goes to chaos.
They find a beer in the fridge.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, that works. But yeah, there's nothing pointing to parents. You don't see another adult anywhere in this animated town.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't make sense that they'd be, you know, trapped there. It doesn't make sense that they all get up at the exact same time unless that's, you know, a dictated playtime.
when you hear this on the radio... Get up.
And run.
Yeah. Grab your favorite toy. Like, maybe that's it. Like, all this started was, is like, the first girl, it's her night. I want to play hopscotch. They do it. And then they go throughout the night playing each other's thing.
Oh, playing each other's games. Yeah.
I want to play with flowers or pick flowers. I want to play baseball.
Yeah.
I want to put hats on goldfish.
Right. Dress up. Just want to play dress up.
Yeah, dress up. Yep. Okay. I'll come back to this. I think that's fine. I've never heard of that show, so a good pull. Yeah. So you watched it?
Yeah, of course I did.
Okay.
But now I watched it like a few years ago, not when it came out in 2007, because I had never heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think there was a documentary that told a little bit about it, so of course I had to go watch
it. Yeah, that documentary is probably what you need to watch anyway.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah.
Okay. I'm with it. Okay, one thing I wanted to touch on that brought me to my big theory.
Okay.
Is when the bullet reaches corn, a lot of things change.
Yeah.
So when it gets to him, he is able to stop it and then control it or give it sentience or it listens to him. Those are the three things that it could be.
Yeah.
So either when he speaks at it, it just stops and itself gains its own consciousness. It takes on his consciousness. Or it has its own and listens to him.
Yes. There's a good argument to be made for that because he speaks a lot of gibberish when they come in contact with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be speaking the language of the bullet.
Of the bullet. And then when he says go, it leaves.
Yep.
And so he controls it, or it's like, I'll listen. You know, there's a difference between him mind controlling the bullet versus him telling it to go and it leaves.
Yeah.
There's a difference
between those. Yeah, it's listening.
Things. Yes. So, which leads me to my theory.
Okay.
That connects as best I can what's going on.
Hey, I love it.
Also, before I get to that, because it's the only last thing I have to say, is the necklace from the Good and Evil video we watched, the other cartoon one, when she throws the necklace down.
Oh.
And so that's her getting rid of the generational curse. That's why there's no parents.
Okay.
I'm tying it into yours, but mine was just
no, I like it.
Because we don't really get a good look at the necklace.
No.
So it could just be that one they were all wearing in the video.
And this is the second season we've done an animated video.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I like it.
All right.
Well done.
Thank you. Now, let's go. So, the people in this town are cartoons, and there's a human, and there's a bullet they shoot that is sentient, that breaks into the real world.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl in the red dress is Jessica Rabbit. They're in Toontown.
Okay.
Because there's a barrier between the two, right? And the reason there's... normally, they try to keep just separate Toontown and regular... Like, in the movie, in Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
They keep them separate.
Mm-hmm.
But there is, like, ways to get to the other one. You can get to it, right? When here, these kids are in Toontown, and the security guards is... All he's doing is keeping them safe from going into the real world because it's dangerous for Toon kids because there is that prejudice. So his job is to keep them here.
Okay.
That where she's going, the edge of that cliff is like a, it's the barrier, because when the bullet goes past her, it goes straight into the real world. It's not that it tore a hole. It's just, this is, it looks like a dangerous cliff, but all it is like one of those fake fronts that you just go through it and you're in the real world. Right. And so then that bullet is one of the Looney Tunes bullets that he shoots from his gun that has like a personality.
Okay.
And so it is alive, and then it's not trying to kill anybody, but it is escaping and having fun until it gets to the band, who is somewhere between cartoon and real world. And the bullet's like, gets to them and starts listening to them. Because if you look at the, like, we see that the bullet puts a hole in the wall, right? It makes another thing. That means they've been visited by bullets this many times.
So many.
So they know these bullets.
Yeah.
So when the bullets get to them, they, you know, this is a good point to make a different decision or go a different direction that they're going, because they are friends with Corn. And so then Corn sends it back on its way. Hey, you got out, but it's time to go back. And it does. The girl catches it because it's not dangerous to her, because it is also a toon bullet.
Yeah.
They
Which secure is why it doesn't hurt anybody else in the video.
Yeah. And the guard has failed at his job. And she's like, what are you doing? We could have got out of here, but we're good kids. And then they just go back to their homes. But she's just young Jessica Rabbit before she dyed her hair red.
Okay. Okay. I like it. I think you did really well with that.
Thanks.
Yeah. Like, anything that escapes Toon World or Toontown inevitably makes its way back to Corn.
Yes. Especially bullets.
Especially bullets.
Yeah. Corn is the go-between between Toontown. Because they're very animated and silly and talking gibberish like a cartoon.
Yeah. No, that's a really good theory. Solid.
Hell yeah.
It's not what they meant. Nope. So you hit it on the nail, because that's not at all what they were thinking.
No. All right, so
meanings that couldn't possibly be there. Well done, sir.
Another success.
You deserve a fist bump.
Success for both of us, I
think. Yeah, that's really good.
Cool. Well, I think, I mean, I'm ready. We can just, what's your one sentence? What do you got?
wait, I wrote it down. I think it was 365 days in a federal prison and $1,000 fine for a negligent discharge of a weapon.
Yeah, which mine, ours could go together. I put Paul Blart Cliff Cop.
Very good. Good. All right. Well, before we get into the finals of what we normally discuss, there are some things in this video that are worth mentioning.
Sure.
First of all, the scene that we're looking at now of Corn surrounded in this black out building with bullet holes and lights coming through.
Super cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
The fact that this is 1998, the CGI slow motion
on the bullet.
On the bullet? The
bullet looks great.
It's so good.
Yeah, it really is.
The effects of it going through things, really, really good. There's so much visually appealing about this video that you kind of miss because you're trying to figure out what in the hell is happening.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful. It's beautifully done.
Yeah, for like you said, 98, these are pretty incredible effects.
Right.
For a lot of it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you could do this today and make it better.
Yeah.
But not much, exactly.
Yeah. There's a few little moments that, like, we see the seams because we're so far distance, but I'm sure when this came out, it was like, whoa.
Yeah, and the animation is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
It's very comic-y.
Yeah, it looks like Spawn.
Yeah. Which is really impressive. I think there's just a lot happening in this video that just gets kind of ignored when it shouldn't. I think it's...
Well, I don't know if it did. Like, did it at the time get ignored?
Oh, well, I think it got... No, it didn't. It didn't get ignored.
Okay.
Maybe nowadays we kind of ignore it. Because I know it won like 7 awards. It won a Grammy.
Mm-hmm.
It got retired from TRL.
Oh, wow. Okay. Very cool.
Total Request Live. Yeah, TRL. Because it had been on the top for so long. I mean, it didn't get ignored.
Yeah.
So maybe just now, if you watch it, you may not appreciate all these extra things, but this is 98. We were, what, 12?
Yeah.
12 years old.
Well, I think one thing about it, though, is we touch on what makes, and this could reflect in our scores, like elevates it to a great video. It's a cool video, and I think ultimately, especially the bullet stuff outside of the cartoon, it's just an effects showcase. Sure. It doesn't mean a whole lot.
Mm-mm.
It's just very cool to look at. And I think that is both a help and hindrance to this video being good versus great.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't watch this and it changes my day or my mood. Mm. It's just cool.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, it can change my mood,
though. The song can, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, the song can.
Yeah. But the video itself,
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. We will find out.
We will.
We will. Music video out. Night, we will find out.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's just, okay. All right, mistakes.
I found none. I think it's too chaotic to find one, isn't it?
The human part, yes, but the cartoon part, there's a lot of weird editing cuts when she's on the cliff that cuts back and forth to her being out of place.
Yes.
But they knew they were doing it.
Yeah, I assumed it was on purpose.
Yeah. It wasn't like, you can't make a mistake in cartoon editing.
No.
Because you did it on purpose.
Yeah, you did it on purpose.
All right, what would you change?
So, I think, I wrote nothing.
Nothing at all?
I did write change ?
Okay.
And I couldn't think of anything that would make it better.
Yeah.
To be fair.
All right. I think...
I'm willing to agree with you, though.
Yeah.
If you found something.
So, the end cartoon editing is so much smoother and cleaner and easier to watch. They should have slowed down the beginning of it a little bit. It's just too overwhelmingly fast.
Sure. Okay.
Slow it down a little bit.
That's funny. So, my favorite part is the end animation.
It's better.
It's so good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's smoother, easier to watch, easier to digest.
And it's the only real emotion that you see in the whole video too, from the little girl and from the security guard. Like there's no one else has emotion in the whole video because you really can't see anyone else except for Korn. And they're just following a bullet around.
They're just doing their thing.
But the end gives emotion to the whole video.
Okay.
So that is my favorite part.
I would also probably... Well, I don't know. I don't want to say would the whole video be better if there was no cartoon or if there was no real life? Like, that would just change the video too much maybe to understand if it would be better or worse.
Oh, yeah.
What else did I put? I wouldn't mind more cartoon mixed in if you want to switch back and forth somehow, tie it in.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That would be cool.
Yeah. And that was it.
Okay.
So, I mean, no major changes. It's fine.
Just
the main one would be the beginning.
Yeah, if you had like a big warehouse set up with posters all over, Korn posters all over the wall, and it kind of interacted between the animation world and coming back through to the real world.
Yeah, that'd be very cool.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I couldn't think of anything, significant that would make this so much better. Do you have a worst part?
I do. My favorite part is when he stops the bullet.
Okay.
That's like the coolest effect.
It
looks so cool.
Yeah.
Least favorite part was the flashes of the security guard in his office. When it just cuts back and forth like real fast and it doesn't change anything. It's just like for nothing. There's no reason for it. It just annoys me.
Okay. I think the worst part was the big guy jumping in the pool.
Seeing his grody feet.
Grody feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not necessary.
You could have had a kid jumping in the pool.
Yes.
If you're going to match the theme of kids,
have
a kid jumping in the pool.
And not to fat shame. It just doesn't make sense.
You don't have to fat shame. You can foot shame.
Yeah.
It's just a gross foot. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay. Not even fat shaming.
So yeah, that's the one part I'm like, didn't need that.
Which is better? Song? All day, the song. Whoa.
All right. So, I was going to ask you this first.
Okay.
I didn't put an answer
because
I think they're both fantastic.
Sure.
So, I said in my notes, agree with whatever Jared says.
Okay.
So, song.
Song, yeah.
Okay. I agree. Just know that it's
close
the slightest margin.
Okay.
Because I like them both so much.
That's fine. Well, my score is going to be wrong for you. Would you music video Night with Korn?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. These guys.
It would be a party.
Yeah. Yes, it would.
Yeah. I don't, but again, we've said it. I wouldn't at my house.
No,
we'd go to theirs so we can leave.
So we have to go somewhere else.
Yeah. Okay.
Although I think they're all doing like Christian music now or something, aren't they?
I have no idea.
So they may not be interested in doing it now. It would have to be them back then.
That's when we do it.
Yeah.
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 All right.
When we're 12.
when we're 12 and they have us over. Yeah. We're in the video with them.
Yeah, it'd be great.
All right. Better. Okay, I think that was that for that. BS, nonsense rating.
I did it.
Okay.
The 365 days in prison.
Oh, I thought that was your one sentence.
No, the one sentence was... Oh, I may have messed up. One sentence summation is comic book artists make great music videos.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Left that one out. So which one did you leave out?
I didn't leave either one. I did both of mine.
You did both? Okay, great.
No, I haven't done my nonsense rating.
Okay, what's your nonsense rating? You weren't prepared for it.
No, I usually try to come up with it while we're watching it.
I can't do that. You'll never get an answer out of me if I have to do that.
This 4,000 bullets.
That's how many you think are ripped through that wall?
Yeah, one minigun. Okay. All right. Now, I'm wrong already. So,
scores?
I'll guess yours first, because so you can go, oh, like that to me, okay?
Okay.
I put you at a 6.82.
7.59.
Oh, not as bad as I thought.
Yeah, okay. That's not as bad as you thought.
Yeah.
7.59.
Okay.
What, did you think I was going to be like in the eights or something?
Yeah. After you were talking about how close it was to the song, I was like, oh, wow. Because the song's really good.
Song is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the video is really good, too. I think it's... I don't know. We're going to find out.
It's above average.
How underrated you are. Okay. Yeah. Above average. Perfect. So I put you at a 5.89.
That was a 6.74.
Okay.
We're pretty close.
Yeah.
I do feel like I couldn't decide if I was high or like, I don't think I know I'm not too low, but I might be a little high. It's above a 5. So it has to be a 6.
Yeah.
Has to be a 6.
No, I think it's a respectable score.
Yeah.
I figured I'd be a little bit higher than you.
Yeah, and you were.
And I figured you would be, use that above average, mm-hmm. You know, I knew it was above a 5.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you quite got to a 6, but yeah, I'm proud of you.
Good.
It's a good score.
I think that covers it. I think I'm fine with how this one went.
Yeah.
It wasn't too hard of a watch.
No, and you found a really good theory.
Yeah.
In your Toontown.
Well, it's also interesting idea. To be like you just assume you see kids, there's parents, but if you don't see them, then why would there be parents?
Right.
You know, it doesn't mean they're there. It's a very easy thing to start with. And you also miss the radio starting the thing.
Yeah.
Like, which is an unusual thing to have. Why have that at all? Like, there's some hidden thing there.
There are. Yeah. Well, we definitely didn't get everything in this video. Yeah. There's more, way more to it that hopefully Mr. McFarland can...
Well, I'll text about. Him.
Yeah, we'll find out. So, a couple other things about him since I wrote down so much. he was the first artist to draw the first full appearance of Venom in a comic book.
Venom, okay.
Produced the 1997 film of Spawn. Mm-hmm. And will make his directing debut with the 2025 reboot, King Spawn. Mm. Featuring
Jamie Foxx. Yeah, that's been a rumor for a long time.
Yeah, well, apparently it's supposed to come out this year.
Okay.
So who knows?
Have you seen a preview for it?
Not yet.
It's March. It ain't coming out this year.
I don't know.
Yeah, they'd be hyping that up. Cool. Well, we don't know what we're going to cover next week, so we won't say it.
No.
We will just wrap this bad boy up.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Cool. Well, that's Travis, and that's all he's got.
That's Jared. That's all he's got. Peace.